Mighty John, a pleasure it is. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am well, Bob. Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. This is the record guy. You got something in your collection you're not sure of the value with? Well, moneymusic.com, that is the website, which we'll tell you again in just a couple of minutes. But first of all, a list of 10 records worth $100 or more. Mighty John, we can begin.
All right, we'll start with number 10. Give it to the Delphonics. They had a big hit. La 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 means I love you. And the values for the album of the same name currently up to $100. This time of year, going to the Chapel of Love is a big song. The Dixie Cups, number one hit for them. But the album is where the money is. Chapel of Love, up to $100. Uriah Heep, the Magician's Birthday album, current value. Up to $200. First album for Dion and the Belmonts. Presenting Dion and the Belmonts. Current value up to $400. Van Morrison, with a case of a little thing, makes a big difference. Look for his album Astral Weeks. Look at the back cover. This is put out by Warner Brothers. If on the back cover you see a WB, no more than $25. But if you see a W7 instead of a WB, then you're up to $500. Early album for Paul Revere and the Raiders, simply called Paul Revere and the Raiders on Sandy Records. Current value, up to $500. How about John Denver? His first album was called John Denver Sings on his own record label, HJD Records. Current value, up to $750. The band that is considered the pioneers of psychedelic rock and roll and influenced so many to follow was the 13th Floor Elevators. Didn't have any hits, but they are extremely popular with record collectors. Their album, Easter Everywhere, in stereo up to $500, in mono up to $1,000. Instrumentally, look for the Ventures, big hit for them, Walk Don't Run. You might have it on Dalton Records if you have it, and that's up to $40. But the original label, Blue Horizon Records, the Ventures, Walk Don't Run, currently up to $1,000. And the Beatles, an album that came out in 1968 featuring music by the Beatles back in the early 60s prior to their rise to fame. It was called The Savage Young Beatles. Now, the value depends on the cover. If it's a yellow cover, up to $125. But if the cover is orange, then you're up to $1,500.
Whoa. So, question for you. The International Artists LP, it's 13 Floor Elevators, Easter
yes.
Everywhere?
Yes.
Well, I've never heard of it. Tell me what makes it so valuable.
Well, they're considered, you know, one of the pioneers of psychedelic rock and roll. The out of Texas, the lead singer went insane, ended up in an institution for the rest of his life.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of mystery, a lot of myth and legend behind them.
Okay.
And there's a tremendous underground following for the 13th Floor Elevators. And their album, Easter Everywhere, again, is where the money is.
John Denver Sings from 1966, HJD label. Was there another label that was released on?
No. That was it. That was put out on his own label. This is basically before he became a superstar, so it's considered his first record, HJD. JD, of course, stands for John Denver. I'm not sure what the H is, probably a home recording or something like that.
Okay.
But that's his big collectible. Most other records by John Denver, not very collectible.
Van Morrison's Astral Weeks, the back cover makes all the difference. What does W7 stand for?
Well, it indicates a first issue, and collectors always want the original issue, $500. Why they put a 7 there, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But the reissues had a WB, which stands for Warner Brothers, of course, and reissues never as collectible as original issues, up to $25.
And you're holding a Dixie Cups 45, Chapel of Love. What do you got, $20?
Yeah, about $25, yeah, on Redbird Records.
But this is the album that's worth $100.
That's it.
Wow. Yep. Damn. All right. Now you're getting ready for yard sales. Please remember that. Moneymusic.com. This is the guy to go to. We wouldn't steer you wrong. My name is Mighty John Marshall. Always a pleasure, sir. We'll chat again in a couple of weeks.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Bob.